That was the beginning of the Bruch Violin Concerto in G minor, opus 26, one of the most performed and well-known violin concertos in the repertoire. Max Bruch was born in Germany in 1838 and was widely known and respected in his days as a conductor, a teacher, and a prolific composer who wrote over 200 works, including three violin concertos. The first one brought him his earliest and most enduring fame. He started having ideas for the piece in 1857 when he was a 19-year-old student, but the ideas came to fruition in 1865 at the beginning of his 2-year tenure as director of the Royal Institute for Music at Koblenz, a German city situated on both banks of the River Rhine. The concerto was his first large work for orchestra, and it was ready for performance by April 1866, with Otto von Königslow as soloist. After a public hearing, though, with Bruch himself conducting, he was convinced that repairs were needed, while he revised and refined it during the next year with the meticulous advice of the eminent Hungarian violinist Jozef Joachim, who was actually the one who provided similar assistance to Johannes Brahms with his violin concerto. Joachim was a soloist in the premiere, and Karl Martin Reithaler was the conductor of the definitive version of the concerto in 1868 in Bremen. In appreciation for his performance, he received the score's dedication. The concerto was an enormous hit, spreading Bruch's reputation across Europe and eventually worldwide. Unfortunately, the fate of this emotional and lyrical work is different. Bruch sold the score to a publisher for a small one-time payment. He also kept a copy of his own. But he never received another penny from its innumerable performances. After the end of World War I, he was desperate and unable to enforce the payment of royalties for his other works due to the chaos of worldwide economic conditions. In a poignant episode at the end of his life, he sent his autograph to the duo pianists from America, Rose and Ottilie Sutro, for whom he had written his concerto in A-flat minor for two pianos and orchestra, opus 88A, in 1912. They were supposed to sell it in the U.S. and send him the money. Bruch died in 1920 without ever receiving any money. The Sutro sisters decided to keep the score themselves. Of course, they claimed that they sold it and sent Bruch's family some worthless German paper money as the alleged proceeds of the alleged sale. In 1949, they sold the autograph to Mary Flagler Carey, the heir of the Standard Oil fortune, and a notable philanthropist, whose collection, including the Bruch Concerto, now resides at the Pierpont Morgan Public Library in New York. Bruch was completely aware of the success that the concerto brought to him and his music, but he also came to realize that the work's exceptional popularity overshadowed his other pieces for violin and orchestra. Nothing compares to the laziness, stupidity, and dullness of many German violinists. That was his complaint to a publisher in a letter back from 1887. Every fortnight another one comes to me wanting to play the first concerto. I have now become rude and tell them, I cannot listen to this concerto anymore. Did I perhaps write just this one? Go away and play the other two concertos, which are just as good, if not better. Of course, his statements don't change anything. This concerto is a true showpiece for the master violinist. It possesses a solid musicianship and a memorable lyricism that make it a continuing favorite with both performers and audiences.